to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I'll be reading out of 1 Peter chapter 5. Pick it up in verse 6. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at a proper time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are experienced by our brothers throughout the world." So as you gather on this Friday and start out your day or your afternoon or whatever you pick this up, good words from the Apostle Peter through the power of the Holy Spirit as he writes in chapter 5. He is reminding the elders among them. There's certain things that he's, you know, encouraging them to do. Clothe yourselves with humility. And I think it's important for us just to keep in mind the opportunity to live in humility. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. So as you walk today, I know there's a lot of things that are in front of you. I know there are things that, you know, could be concerning. There's even opportunities for you and I to step up and say, "Well, I got this. I can handle this." But the Word of God reminds us that humility is where we need to live. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to make sure that we figured it all out. But we are encouraged to walk in humility, saying, "Father, I need your help today. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." I got up the other morning and was sitting down for my devotions, and something in my heart just said, "You know what? This is going to be a devotion on the sovereignty of God." And so I started reading the devotional. It's a New Morning Mercies thing. Sure enough, it's the sovereignty of God. And just a neat opportunity for me to remind myself to cast all my anxieties on him, because he cares for me. I know there's a lot of things that you're thinking about. And so I would encourage you to take those things that you're thinking about and say, "Okay, God, I want to give these to you. I am giving this to you because I can't handle it. I don't know what to do. I don't have the answers, but I want to walk in that. I want to walk in knowing that I have turned things over to you, and I'm going to rest in your strength to make it throughout the day." Well, one of my favorite verses over the years is the 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Be sober-minded, so be aware of what's going on around you. Be watchful, so you're not just taking everything at face value. You're going to see that and then move a little bit farther. What do they really mean by that? What are the words to that? Why is it said that way? So you're being watchful because your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion. Satan's goal is to destroy us. And so there's so often as a Christian, I was thinking and talking with the guys at the prison on Wednesday night, and they were, you know, I was encouraging them, be careful because Satan is loud. We see sin everywhere around us, but there's so often as Christians, we walk right into it. "Oh, well, it's not really going to affect us." And so we know that his goal is to destroy us. We know that his goal is to take us out. We know that his goal is to ruin what God is doing in our lives. And so as Christians, we need to be careful that we're not bigger than that, that we need to be aware of the sin that is around us, and so that we are guarding our hearts and minds. And in doing that, not living in fear, shouldn't be afraid. It says resist him. How am I supposed to do that? Firm in your faith. So I need to keep coming back to Jesus, you're enough. Jesus, I'm trusting in you. Because in this passage, as Peter's writing to this group, there are people scattered all over that are struggling. They're suffering. You and I have the privilege, if you're living in America, to live in an incredible opportunity. I'm not sure what it's going to look like 10 years from now. Suffering might be more than what it is today, but it's an opportunity for us to say, "You know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to cling to you. I'm holding on to you in the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of the struggles and the battles that are in front of us." And so 1 Peter chapter 5, humble, casting all our anxiety on him, being aware that Satan is around us and he's like a roaring lion and he wants to destroy us. We don't have to be afraid of him, but we need to resist. How are we going to do that? Not in our own strength, but saying, "You know what? My faith is in you, Jesus. I can't, but with you inside of me, we can walk differently in the world that we live." So Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity for Let's Talk and what you're going to do with it. I thank you for the privilege for us that are living in America, that we would be aware that humility will be part of what you're cultivating in our lives. and that we would cast all our anxiety on you. And as we serve you today, we would not be aware of Satan's schemes, or we would not be afraid, but we would be aware of what Satan's doing around us, and that you would give us the courage to resist him by faith. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.